T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB at 7:05, 25 seconds to go right along with it. Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman and Robbie Rosenhaus, they're on the other side of the glass. 1-877-337-6666. We'll take you right up until the football at 8 o'clock tonight, right here on your fan. New York City.
Third and two from midfield. Coleman to the left of Ryan in a shotgun. Ridley and Jones bunched right. Ryan back with pumps. He's under pressure. Gets sacked for the third time here in the first quarter. Lorenzo Carter gets the sack.
And what an introduction for Lorenzo Carter. Tonight's Giants segment of the show brought to you by EY. The better the question, the better the answer, the better the world works. Lorenzo, a million thanks for giving us a couple of minutes of your time.
Oh, yeah. No problem, man.
And how nice to hear about that sack. Yours was the third sack of Matty Ice in that first quarter, win right away, and then Webb, and then you to make it three. Before we get, can you explain a little bit what was happening, what took place to let you, to allow you to get into that backfield and put Matt Ryan down on the floor?
Yeah, man, it's just being constant, just constantly trying to affect the quarterback. But really, it came from all the other guys, too. I got a great push from my inside guys, and then OV's causing havoc on the other side. So, I mean, they really forced it to me, so I just had to make the layup.
and a great deal of satisfaction. Unfortunately, your third sack... There were 7 sacks in the first half, only 13 points. This was supposed to be a shootout. And Eli was sacked 4 times. You guys got to Ryan 3 times. What happened in the second half of Monday night's game where Ryan had a lot of time, either handing off, and of course they had some big plays with the run game and certainly some big plays with the pass game. Where was that pressure? Where was that heat in the second half? We didn't see it.
Yeah, man. We tried to bring it, of course. Like, they have great players, too. And Matt Ryan made some plays. So, I mean, it just comes down to them making more plays. And that's really determines who wins and loses. So, you know, we got to have to get more pressure back there. We take it pretty personally as a D-line. Not getting back there and not helping out those guys in the secondary because it's a hard job for them running around.
Mm-hmm. You've lost 2 of your defensive teammates. Eli Apple 2 days ago, Snacks. Harrison was sent packing yesterday. Give us the mood at the moment in that locker room, especially with your defensive teammates.
Yeah, I think the mood is pretty good. I don't outside. I try to keep myself pretty isolated. But this is the locker room. We have a great mood. Everybody's looking forward to just the direction, man. Everybody's working hard. We're going to keep working hard. And for me, we trust the move upstairs. We trust those guys to make the right decisions.
You know, the word is that the speculation, the guessing, is that Jackrabbit, Janoris Jenkins might be the next to go to another team. Possibly Olivier Vernon might be. Do you figure with those two guys, I don't know how close you are to them, but what I imagine You've gotten to know them fairly well. Are they on edge? Do they feel they may be the next to go? Are they more comfortable? Give us an idea with what you feel is going on with them.
Honestly, man, I don't think anybody inside the locker room pays attention to that. That who's on the trading block or where who's up? Because I mean, we're all just going out there daily, going into meetings, working on our next opponent. All I think about is Washington. That's what I'm thinking about right now. So I really don't see that. I think we're just all in there working towards a common goal of getting a win.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they understand, even though you're a rookie, you're out of Georgia, you know from winning, this losing must take some toll on you. Let me ask you this, because obviously this is not what you expected. It's certainly not what the team expected, the organization, Giants fans thought that things would be a lot better than 1-6 as we sit here right now talking. How is the losing affecting you? Let me ask you this. Are you losing any sleep? Are you cutting back on the appetite? How is the losing affecting you?
Yeah, losing always sucks. It's great winning, but it sucks even more to lose. I hate that. So, especially when we're putting in the work. We're putting in the work. You guys are working hard. And, I mean, they've been pretty close games. We've been in it, shut down to the end. So it's just realizing that we just got to keep working and sticking with the process. At Georgia, things didn't always go the right way. But one thing I did learn was that when you trust the coaches and you know that you have the guys around you, the right guys, and you just got to keep going and stay consistent, and eventually you'll pop through. So that's what we're doing right now, just heads down grinding.
Tell me what you expect, or tell me, really, what Betcher, James Betcher, your defensive coordinator, is he a father figure? Is he a teacher? Is he an educator? Is he a disciplinarian? Is he more easygoing, more player-friendly? Give us what is going on with him and your defensive unit.
Coach Betcher is a great coach, great guy. I mean, he's a great teacher. He teaches a lot. He's taught me a lot in the short time I spent with him. So I'm just thankful I've had a great defensive coordinator like him, a great relationship. And, he's a straight shooter. He keeps it real, lets us know what we need to do, how we need to fix things, and that it's going to take work. That's really it. I'm pleased with Coach Betcher. He's a great guy.
Okay. What have you learned from him that you didn't already know when you were playing football at Georgia?
Yeah, I think he's taught me more about how to be a pro, how to be a professional when it comes to football. Just putting in extra time. I spent a lot of time in the facility just trying to be around the coaching staff, just learning different things, because I'm playing catch-up. All the other guys that I'm playing against have been in the league, and they know different things, little subtle things that I don't know, and that if I do know, then that'll make me a better player. So, and Coach Betcher knows that, and he lets me know that I don't know a lot, that there's still a lot that I don't know. So, I mean, he's really just teaching me how to be a pro.
What's the biggest adjustment you've had to make?
I think just learning from other guys, because coming in from college, I spent 2 years learning from somebody, and then my last 2 years, I've been that guy that's been trying to teach and try to show other guys how to do it. So now that I'm here, I think it's just trying to soak up as much as I can without being annoying. Just trying to learn little tricks and tidbits that they knew that got them this far.
Yeah, and let me ask you this, because two starters have gone, Eli Apple, and of course the Giants' number one run stopper, one of the best run stoppers when he wants to go out there and stop the run, and we're talking snacks. Do you think the Giants organization has begun a fire sale and basically telling us all that this season is gone and we have to look forward to next year?
Yeah, definitely not. First of all, I mean, just from the being in the locker room, being around the organization, the guys, Mr. Gettleman and the Maris, like, I don't think anybody in that building has said this season is down the drain. And I don't think as men, we can look each other in the eyes in the locker room and just around the building and just even have that thought come to mind, because at the end of the day, we still come to work every day. And when it's cold outside, when it's raining, with all the stuff, everybody's outside going against us, we're still at work, working and grinding. So, yeah, to say that we're taking that the season down the drain or anything like that is I don't know how we take that. That's not what it is.
How about guys lining up for 63-yard field goals and 56-yard field goals? Yeah. I mean, can you make it up, Lorenzo?
Yeah. That's tough.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
And what do you expect from Washington coming up?
Yeah, they're a good team. A lot of confidence. We just got to go out there and play football, play our brand of football, try to make plays, limit mistakes, because at the end of the day, it's been little things that have hurt us. So we take those away, and it's going to be a game.
So even though the organization might be shedding some salary, might be getting themselves in position for a number of draft picks to either move up in the next draft, there are certainly options with the picks they were able to get from Snacks and from Apple, from the three draft choices, your concentration, along with the guys you're playing with, we'll continue to focus on the games coming up and try to make a season out of what has so far been terrible.
Yes, sir. It's been terrible so far, but you can't settle what you got so far. It's all about the vision, not just what you see. You got to keep the vision alive. Just keep working and trust the process. And I know we have the guys. I'm in there every day with them. We're working towards getting this thing going in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wish you all the luck in the world. You know that. And hope you have yourself and for your defensive unit and the offense as well, that things look better and improve as best with everything going on. I got to figure that some of the morale in that locker room is down, but you're telling me otherwise.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think it's pretty up right now, or maybe it's just me, but I think the guys around us, the guys around me, everybody's up and we're working hard. Nobody's really down. And if they were down there, I don't think the guys around us would let them stay down too long.
What you're telling me is you're damn tired of losing.
Damn tired of losing, man. And we're working. Everybody's tired of losing. We want to win. We got to get some wins. Too hard.
All right. Anyway, listen, thank you so much for a couple of minutes of your time, and the best of luck this Sunday and for the rest of the season.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Lorenzo Carter, linebacker, New York Football Giants. And again, I mean, listen, his focus has to be on the game coming up and all the games after that. As a rookie, he knows he's not arguably going anywhere. He's financially safe, as far as the team goes, that's for sure. And shows a little bit of an upside, as we saw in the first quarter on Monday night with that sack.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.